Hello, this is Joshua Weatherford, and I'm with the Wisconsin State Legislative Board. I'm sitting here today with Chuck Schultz.
How's it going?
Eric Stroik.
Hello.
And Tony Diamond.
Good evening.
So we're all getting together here today just to kind of talk about our past experiences with the Wisconsin State Legislative Board and some successes and downfalls.
Well, I'll hop right in. I believe that we've had many successes, especially recently with our efforts to train, educate, as well as communicate. I mean, for instance, the podcast. Thank you so much for that, Josh.
Yeah, no problem. We just got done having a team building session down in the Wisconsin Dells. I think this is a pretty awesome thing that we're doing.
Yeah, I like it. I personally do.
For those who don't really know what we're doing with it, you want to elaborate?
Sure. My biggest thing is one of my key elements is education. That's what I like to see. Educate the membership, whatever direction it is. Safety, legislative, how to protect the membership, so on and so forth. So where the unions came from, how the unions got involved, the whole ball of wax, because I think a lot of people don't understand, the history and where it started out and how we actually got here today. So so during the team building session, we get all 13 divisions in there, LRs, and we go through some CFR, we go through some OSHA regulations, and just try to educate. And along the way, everybody's learning. I've learned some things going through this. I learn every day.
Absolutely.
You don't stop. If you stop learning, I think you're in trouble. So, but that's the key.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't realize our history and where we came from. We're the oldest running labor union in the United States.
That is correct, yeah.
First 1863.
Yeah, that is correct.
To me, that's pretty awesome. It's phenomenal. We were forming when the Civil War was going on.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're still here today.
And we were hauling goods through the Civil War. So I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
Let's keep it going.
Absolutely. Some other successes that we've had is obviously. Communication side with our Facebook account seems to be
going generates really conversation.
Yeah. It's a good start.
It's a way to educate and let membership know about rail issues and political sides and things that affect us, labor wise.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
and when we look at political items through the Wisconsin State Legislative Board, we look at them through the eyes of how it's going to affect our members.
Yeah, it's, you have Act 10, Wisconsin's not a right to work. Obviously, we're a labor organization, and I'm very labor-orientated, and you have regulations in the state that for example, 3 years ago, they wanted to try to pass the making trespassing across railroad property, across tracks, main line, you name it, legal in Wisconsin. And they tried to use hunting. One of the core values of Wisconsin people is hunting. And they've tried to use that as,
hunting and fishing.
Yeah, they tried to propel that. So, but,
Oh, I remember that quite well. There was a group of us that went down. Eric, you were there, and Tony.
All four of us at different points in time and doing different things. Yeah. But yeah, trying to be sure that we see how that can affect safety for the public. And not everyone realizes what we do professionally as locomotive engineers. We all operate trains, the four of us, and we unfortunately have a front row seat sometimes to events that most people don't even realize occur. So
unfortunate.
We were looking at was just trying to prevent some incidents and be sure that the people who want to be able to access natural resources, hunting and fishing, are able to do it safely and with little impact.
I think we got our point across. Yeah. I mean, some of the legislators, you know, we talked to senators and, mm-hmm. You know, they didn't really understand or they didn't know exactly what we do. And, you know, I mean, a legislator or senator, that they don't know everything. And that's what we're here. That's why we're here, to educate them on rail issues.
This was a pretty unique situation when we went down and testified. Because not only were we testifying against this, but the railroads were.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a point in time when we both stood and testified against this.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a unique situation.
Yeah.
Even though it's not on the forefront at this point, we as a board are continually looking for these items to crop up for future challenges, not just for our members, but just because we were able to quash it at this time does not mean that a different legislative makeup would not bring it up again. Yeah. And that's very important for our listeners to understand, is we're not just sitting idly by and because we got it done once, waiting. We're constantly looking for those situations that would cause challenges, right, for our members and their families.
Yeah, anything to do with what's legislative that belongs with rail and issues and stuff, they're not going to call us and say, hey, guess what? This is going on. Just so you know. No. No,
there's a mild game that happens in the legislative arena, and that's using light words. There's a give and take. Definitely a tennis match. And when you start getting into the true nuts and bolts of how a bill becomes a law and how they even become a bill, I've been personally working on this crew van legislation that we were ready to introduce at this last session. That events arose that we chose not to. We were trying a secondary route. I've been working on that for like 7 years, well before this current legislature was even dreamed of. So, because there's a lot of research that goes into it, there's one thing that individuals have to understand is you just simply don't go, you can go in with an idea, but you have to have an understanding or an idea of where you want to take it. Because when you send it a piece into your legislator, they're going to want to know a little bit about why you want it. And then that person may choose to not even take up those reins. Then you have to present it to another person and then another person, all the way up until you get it refined.
But, you know, in this case, it's unfortunate that it's, you know, it was really right and left. It's unfortunate. Because it is safety driven, period. I mean, there's, you know, it's not
bare bones,
exactly,
to the point.
Exactly. And, you know, for them to look at us, you know, we don't really want to introduce this because you're a labor organization, you know. And not all of them, you know, not all Republicans basically were, you know, not receptive. I mean, some of them talked to and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I mean,
we had some good.
You know, but it's too bad. I mean, I really wish that, you know, get together and solve and make conscientious, healthy decisions, you know, that will benefit people, you know, not just because you're tagged to a labor organization. I don't think that's right. So
we did see some positives that did come out of it. Yes, I'm going to say this. On Facebook today, I saw a picture of a Holcon truck, and it had some of the safety items that we were looking for in that particular proposed legislation.
Two years ago or 3 years ago, it didn't exist on a cab.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was very, very limited, if it did at all.
All right. Well, with that said,
we've eaten up all of our time.
We can go to final thoughts, and we're going to start off with Chuck Schultz.
Final thoughts as far as...
We got anything, any last thoughts that you'd like to share with us?
One thing that really, that actually is on the forefront for me is education. Mm-hmm. You know, educating the membership and, you know, getting them to understand the history and about the unions and where the unions came from and, you know, how they evolved. And, you know, it's our union, you know, so, and it's about every member, even though you have, you know, an officer with local chairman, state chairman, general chairman, whoever it is, you still have the members. The membership is still the union. And so to work together and, like I said, educate, you know, just, I guess, fight for your job, you know, fight for your right to be protected, fight for your right for, you know, collective bargaining.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know you were thinking it. Fight for your right to party.
Eric.
Well, as I came up throughout the years, there were a lot of people that took time to influence me and offer advice and wisdom. And fortunately, I am able to pass that on. So I work with a lot of good people. I know a lot of good people that are railroad employees in this state and other states as well, obviously. But we're here to hopefully make things a little better for everyone, be sure that everyone gets what they need, and at the end of the day, they get to go home the same way they came to work.
I can't imagine being here without the protection that you have from your union.
Well, look at where we came from on the Wisconsin Central. You know, I mean, the rates of pay and work rules and things that came into play over the last...
What work rules?
20... Well...
There really wasn't, honestly.
No, there wasn't much. But, I mean, you know, things have multiplied where we're at.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So, good or bad, it's the way it is, but...
We both started out on a non-union property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
from my standpoint, I'm able to look at this from a little different appreciation and go, well, this wasn't the way it always was.
Right.
You know, we're seeing some stuff that's different and has changed and improved because we are organized.
How long has your property been organized?
Since 97, so yeah,
97.
21 97. Years. Yeah. So, but, I mean, we are able to get wisdom from you guys who've been on Union Railroads your whole careers, you know.
John Tolman was a part of organizing the Wisconsin Central.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Being that you're actually pretty young as far as labor, as an organized property, I should say, are you guys seeing more participation?
I have been in my division. I can't say what Chuck's been seeing, but some of the younger guys are starting to show up. We're starting to get more appearance at our division meetings, and I don't know if that's the factor or it's the environment.
They should, though. That's, I mean, it should be that way.
You own it. You should own it.
Right.
You know, this is...
It. You know, it's really, man, when you have an agreement, whether it be a national agreement, you know, or you have an on-property agreement, and like what we do, like me, Eric, myself, too. So, and you get a turnout of like 55% of the people that vote on it. Why? This is your, you know, I mean, it just, there's more to an agreement than how much you're getting paid and how much time you're having, time you get off. You know what I mean? There's a lot more to it. So, and education, I think, is huge.
Absolutely.
Huge. So.
I always thought if you didn't vote for it, you had no right to bitch about it.
Well.
You should either vote for it or, you know, voice your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. If you don't, then you have, if you choose to be the sheep, as it were, then you really, in my opinion, you don't have the right.
Or you have the scenario where you have 60% of the people that voted actually voted for it, and then you have 90% of the people that said they did.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, with that being said, we're going to sign off. Thank you guys for sitting down.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Okay.
Thanks for standing with us.
And until next time, we'll talk to you later.